Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say?
No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
Fuck no, baby!
That's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
A new untold story.
Welcome to a bonus episode of A New Untold Story. It's a Christmas episode for my Gentiles out there. And for my Jews, I still think it's Hanukkah.
Could be.
And our gift to you is Maresh. Maresh,
hey, what's
happy
up,
Diwali.
That was about a month ago.
I was with you on Diwali.
No, I was with you and I think Feitz, and he wished me happy Diwali before you did.
Feitelberg did it like earnestly.
What is it?
It's like
where you get, where you paint yourself and run amok?
No, that's holy. That's okay. Completely different. Or color.
Run, okay.
Whatever.
All right. Yeah. So I didn't mean amok.
No,
you run in an efficient manner.
Feitelberg,
you get it from A to B.
Feitelberg, it was a bit presumptuous that you were celebrating, but
yeah,
he's hung out with you only once before and he like didn't even know you were coming. And he was like, oh, hey, man, happy Diwali. And I was like, what the?
Yeah, I immediately looked at you and I said, what a better guy.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. It's a Christmas episode and it's also Maresh's birthday episode. Happy birthday, Maresh.
Thank you.
Maresh, how old?
How old do you think I am?
He's going to be 29.
29?
Wrong.
28.
28. 28. Yeah. Madden 03 year.
What?
My Marshall Faulk. The Anthem by Good Charlotte.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Andrew WK was on that soundtrack.
Party Hard?
Yeah.
Was that the only song he had? Or no, he had another song, but it was still about partying.
Was he actually in a wheelchair or was that just like a prop?
No, he was not in a wheelchair. His whole bit is he wears white head to toe and he doesn't change until it's like disgustingly filthy.
I don't know him.
I think you'd fuck with him.
Who? Oh my God. He landed the bustiest of the busty.
Let me think. Big, heavy or big naturals or neither?
Big naturals.
Not heavy.
Right.
Like Hayek?
She's a hybrid. No, not like Hayek.
I give up.
No, you know it.
I know it.
It is
the Sarah Spain.
No, heaviest of it's the bustiest of the busties.
Is it petite?
No.
Jennifer Coolidge?
Big busty.
No. Jesus. Rudy, come on. This is your territory.
Yeah.
Blonde?
No.
Redhead?
No.
Jenna Jameson?
Oh.
No. That's not Nat.
Actress.
True. Yes.
Fuck, that was embarrassing.
The bustiest actress.
I would consider her of the actresses. I think she might rush more of busty.
The girl from Mad Men?
No, Chastain.
Was she in Austin Powers?
Not Chastain,
no,
but she's also
younger.
Busty.
She's younger.
She's younger.
I bet you. She's
I don't know Andrew. How old is Andrew WK?
He married a younger girl.
Okay,
he's kind of old.
Yeah.
Now,
was she in?
I might be wrong.
Was she in a trilogy?
No.
Then I completely give up.
She was, you were close. She was in a movie about an infinite playlist.
Oh, Kat Dennings.
He got Kat Dennings.
Kat Dennings.
Wow.
Oh. Look at Rudy. investigating.
I think I know who you're talking about, but yeah, I just want to make sure.
Two broke girls.
Yes, yeah. 40-year-old virgin.
Is she a 40-year-old virgin?
Was. She's a daughter.
She's hot.
She is hot.
She's like sneaky hot.
But like, I got to tread lightly. I forget. We're just not yucking it up with the boys. I am yucking it up with the boys, but with multiple other people. What would you give her composite score?
Composite score?
So do you remember when we talked about composite scores?
Yeah, I remember you guys brought it up and I've like joined in just to keep you guys in check.
No, you were the leading the charge. Was it?
It's face, it's tat, face, tits, ass.
It's face, tits, ass. Yeah. Total score for that could be 30. Mm-hmm. 10 face, 10 tits, 10 ass. How would you spend your, if I gave you 15 points to spend, what would you spend it on?
Well, I can't, what am I supposed to spend on? It already exists.
What?
Like if I'm spending points, like that's like,
if you're building building a woman.
This is not my lane, but you would probably you want to go.
Not that this is
you kind of want to go seven face seven. You got to go seven face.
I'm going all in on face and boobs.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No.
All in.
So 10.
I'm a front facing guy.
Well, you'd have to go.
But her face is
8 and 7, and then just a concave ass.
A
zero ass.
A zero ass, Rudy?
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't even sit.
Build this whore correctly.
I am thinking about it, and I've typically, those are just, that's what I'm into.
You'd go a zero ass?
But then just
that's a poorly constructed broad.
Yeah, but like, it's like I treat her like the moon, like the front side of the moon. Like, you never see the dark side, the front side.
Wow.
Deep.
That was pretty profound.
You did lie, Nick. She's in a trilogy.
What's the trilogy she's in?
She's in Thor.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking her. And then
shut the fuck. You've never seen a Marvel movie.
That's on the tip of his tongue. He's like,
I never have.
You've never seen Avengers?
No. Once I was old enough to make my own decisions and wasn't like forced to go with a friend and their parents to movies, I stopped seeing things that I didn't like.
What's the last movie you've seen in theaters?
I know the answer.
Oh, we were with him probably.
It was Jackass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a penis heavy Jackass.
Was a lot of
But as your body ages, I think you can only fuck around with your penis. You don't want to, their bones will break
and
too
ass,
easy.
They fucked around with their asshole.
They fucked around with their asshole.
It was kind of sad. It was still, like, I would call it a good movie, lowercase g, but it just was kind of sad.
You housed a hot dog during that film.
I ate a hot dog. I did. Birthday. What are you going to do?
Oh yeah,
I celebrated by buying myself a bag of potatoes.
Really?
I've only been eating a bag of potatoes.
Strictly potatoes.
Bought it on Monday, and I've just been making potatoes different ways.
Really?
Made potato chips.
You made potato chips? That's one of the easiest things to buy.
Yeah,
that is just a tremendous waste of time.
It was a flex.
Such
a flex.
No,
making potato chips is a flex.
I made my own chips.
Wasn't the first potato chip made on accident? Wasn't the first potato chip made on accident? And no, I drink. I have kettle.
Potato chip on accident.
They cut the potatoes too thin.
That's not an accident.
No, this might be an Aesop fable, but I think it was like the woman complained that her potatoes were cut too thickly. And so the chef, she sent them back, and to be a dickhead, he cut them really thin. Then he brought out chips and she loved them.
Well,
right?
Salute
or am I confusing
woman.
That with the ice cream cone? And they ran out of bowls and they had to go to the waffle stand.
Aesop covered potato chips?
No, I was joking.
Yeah, I think that might have been a real way it was invented. Mm-hmm. Worst birthday that you've ever had?
Oh, when I was with my ex, she decided
girlfriend. Yeah, let's not. Let's
mine
not.
Involves, mine involves my ex girlfriend, right. But you got to
one out there.
There needs to be different terms for ex girlfriend and ex wife.
Well, there is. It's ex wife or ex girlfriend.
Well, right, but you just can't throw ex out.
I can.
No, because you're young and people would assume girlfriend.
True. I was with my ex-wife his first year. She decided to get a dog. Then she was like, well, I don't know what we're going to do with it because she wanted to go home for Christmas. And so she just like left me with the dog. And I was
on your birthday.
Yeah. And I was supposed to go to Vegas and I had to cancel my whole trip to be with
Jesus
this dog.
Jesus Christ.
So this was your first birthday as husband and wife. What did you guys do on your second?
This is our first year of dating.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is pre-marriage.
Yeah, this was like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay. Okay. But she left. Okay.
Yeah.
Then you married her after that.
Yeah, I thought it was married her after that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is a good one. All right.
Just a reminder, everything we say always gets back to the person.
Yeah.
But we haven't said anything bad.
Or wrong.
Yeah. Or wrong.
Mine was my 24th birthday. I think it was 24. My girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, didn't have a license, so I had to drive 3 hours to pick her up.
Wait, why didn't she have a license? Did she grow up in a big city?
She lost it for temporarily.
Oh, party animal.
Yeah, maybe. probably, yeah. Yes. And I had to meet my, then drive back to Youngstown and then drive to Canton to meet my parents to see a movie and dinner. We saw Moonlight, which is a pretty good movie. I don't know if it was Oscar worthy, but I remember during the scene where the two boys kiss on the beach, my dad said, "Easy, Kyle." And I remember, it's funny now, I remember getting so pissed off in front of my new girlfriend. Then we went to Bonefish Grill in like a sophomore at Massillon Perry High School, sang me happy birthday with my macadamia nut brownie. And that was it.
That was a good
one. It wasn't bad, I guess.
I rung in my 30th year with then at the time complete stranger John Rich on my couch. It was during Barstool Idol.
Oh yeah. Because we tried to throw you a surprise party. And
yeah.
You just kept trying to find
it. It was your birthday.
To ruin it. We got your boy Stinky Tone in town.
Yeah, we flung it. You flew in Sneaky Tone.
I remember
Tone.
The planning for that. And I was just like, he's going to hate this if that's what you want. If you want him to feel hatred during his birthday.
No, it was. But then it made up. My birthday was spent with Shane Gillis at a case race that was not well received either.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that, Rudy?
I just had like a, that was like a memory laugh.
Yeah.
Just reminiscing on the case race.
Yeah. Good God.
That was tough. I blocked that out. I block a few things out.
It's rough and rowdy.
Rough and rowdy.
Yeah. It was a live program. And during the Ring Girl competition, you see me give up. I just hand my mic to Frank. So he has two, I think. And I just walked out of the ring. I gave up.
It's blocked. I'm a very good blocker.
That's really good. But like, does it ever like hit you? Like if you have like
And that's when I like,
yeah. Remember when we at our live show, do you remember when he made that noise as he was falling asleep in the hotel? We're like, why did you just moan? Oh, and he was like, I thought of something.
Yeah,
that was a wild, you guys week. Saw that was a wild it. 2 days.
I was exhausted.
Yeah, I managed to get into fights with two of the most beloved comedians in like a week span with Gillis and
Chris DeStefano. Yeah, you did manage to pull that off. Yeah, at a certain point, you have to wonder if it's you.
It's me, yeah.
No, I don't think it is.
He was firing at everyone, though. Called me a sex slave.
Who?
DeStefano.
Did he?
Fair.
You were wearing that big chain.
I was wearing one of my new necklaces. And to be fair, my necklaces are ridiculous.
What is the thought process of the necklace? Because I actually, I won that Argentina bet, and I almost bought a chain. 20-inch Cartier.
Why?
Yeah, don't do that. I don't know, man.
I think that my thought on it is the absence of thought. Like when I get dressed, a lot of the times I look at myself and I'm like, this is disgusting. Like that you are truly like transcend what it defines to be a fuck.
But like, do you pick these out that they'll work in together or do you just pick what's
it's a blind. It's like a blind person.
But it seems intentional.
It's partially intentional.
Those are way too small, by the way.
Yeah, no, I just wear these as my office shoes, but they're way too small.
Those are like three sizes too small.
Yeah, these are from Surviving Barstool, but I just don't like to wear shoes all day.
It's like me sneaking into the women's locker room at the bathhouse to get sandals that fit.
I can give you these
too
ones.
Big. Yeah, I'll take those.
I got a new pair of slides coming in. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that the way I dress is like a teenager that doesn't know who he is.
Wow. But you know who you are, right?
It's like a desperate search just to like find something that clicks. Also, I just feel insecure if I'm not like doing a lot. It's like a peacock.
I get it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm to the point of insecurity where my whole look is about to be just a gag. So I'm going to get rat tail here pretty soon. I'm to the point.
That's the highest level.
And then I'm going to have a hoop earring in.
That helps.
Yeah, that's
when
the highest level.
When I was
the pirate.
Forced to dress
I
like
guess
a
I will.
Skate. Yeah. When I was forced to dress like a over-the-top skater in LA, like that was the best I've ever felt. Dude,
just because
I had an excuse.
Yes.
And then I got to rock clothes that I never would have on my own accord. And it made me feel very confident and very good about myself.
Dude, yeah. I made that recap video of all my favorite pictures and videos from this year. I sent it to you guys.
Yeah.
Kyle's in it more than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made it some good appearances.
But like, you went through a lot of phases this year.
The 2022 is so many things. So many things.
Yeah, because I was looking through my photos as well. And your body's transformed, your look, your skin tone.
A lot. Yeah,
I want you to grow your hair out.
No, it's too muskratty.
What the fuck does that mean?
Does it just grow straight?
I remember one time someone, like one of the neighbors, said I looked like a muskrat when I had long hair. And yeah.
I think you could do it. You go Rudy's length.
You get there pretty quick.
No, it's gross. From Kratom.
Oh, is it still? Does it still feel like hay?
No, I think I made that up.
Do you convince yourself of a lot? Do you self-diagnose?
No, I'm not a hypochondriac.
I convince myself of colon cancer.
No.
Which is a doozy to convince yourself of.
Yeah, I don't do that
anymore. How'd you get there?
My side hurt.
Okay. That's all it took?
I convinced myself that my turds were ribbon shaped.
Like pasta?
Ribbon, like I guess ribbon. What?
There was like a knot in it?
No, just untied ribbon, like curled, but like almost like a Tostitos scoop, but like longer, I guess.
It's that's a symptom of cancer.
There's a blockage in the colon. And if, oh God,
just like the shit, like the
shit is the
cutest little poop comes out of your butt and it's a sign of cancer.
Yeah. It's a sign of a bad cancer.
I almost took a picture of my shit the other day. It was Christmas colors. It was green from the blue dye from the Cookie Monster ice cream that I ate. And
you're still slapping that?
And red from overwiping with the
Do you remember that time we were out with Owen and he just comes back with the giant bowl of cookie dough ice cream?
Kyle said bye to us and 30 minutes later, we're still at the bar. Kyle's been gone. He walks by with a giant bowl of Cookie Monster. He's like, "Sup, guys?"
His mouth is just blue.
That was my second most recent blackout.
You didn't drink that day.
The Man. Cookie Monster ice cream?
I didn't think.
Yeah.
You were blacked out?
We took a ferry to Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We got those sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I remember. Yeah. We played shuffleboard, too.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster ice cream. Is that the same as Superman?
This actually fooled me because now I'm not going to eat it anymore. It's actually just vanilla ice cream with blue food coloring.
What'd you think?
I didn't think. I just, the fact that it was blue made it taste better to me. It has pieces of Chips Ahoy and Oreo.
Nice.
Never again.
So you just get vanilla ice cream.
Once I found out it was vanilla, I was disgusted. I was like, that's boring. I don't know what I thought blue could be. I didn't think about that.
You just thought it was Cookie Monster flavored?
Yeah.
And that stains your mouth for hours and hours.
I know.
In high school, I would like never have like anything that was colored aside from red or pink. So I couldn't, I was super self-conscious in high school of like, I didn't want a colored tongue. I just wanted to blend in. I was super hyper-focused. I was so afraid I'd have a booger in high school. And I would always check like the solar panel on my calculator to see if I have boogers like constantly in high school.
Jesus.
Dude, you have so, you had so many fears, like your fear of pooping, fear of boogers, fear of a colored mouth.
Yeah.
Were you ever agoraphobic?
Afraid to leave the house?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but I liked World of Warcraft so much
that I didn't
leave the house because of that.
Right.
It sounds like you were scared of being perceived in any capacity.
I did not want to be perceived. I wanted to be invisible. Yeah. And I still kind of, I think I can get away with it. You've seen me be invisible every once in a while. People will just walk into me.
Yeah.
I'm walking next to Kyle. People just walk right into me. It's a shame. No, I like it. I like it. But I remember I wanted to go to a high school. My freshman year, I wanted to go to homecoming so bad. And this girl asked me, because you know how it was. Like, it was Reaganomics, how it worked in high school. It was a girl would get dumped before homecoming. And then I was the second line of defense. I was that level of look.
You're saying trickle-down economics.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was the available guy.
I was that level of look. Just like bench player, ready to go whenever. Uh-huh. And she asked me, really pretty. And I had a wow raid. And I said no.
Damn.
So the crazy thing is that nowadays, that would make a girl want to fuck you twice as hard.
A wow raid?
No, it wouldn't. If I told her,
I'd object to that swiftly.
If I told her my gnome rogue squeener had to be at a raid.
Bro, you ain't plugged in. You ain't.
I'm obviously not plugged in.
What's that? What's that one porn star who's like a big streamer?
Adriana Chechnik.
Yeah.
Take your meme out.
Girls like Adriana WoW Raiders Chechnik. Who are huge Twitch streamers who make millions.
I don't. Are they having
They're
fun?
Finally realizing they never had to take their clothes off.
Yeah.
All they have to do is play video games.
Yeah. But my point being is that like nowadays playing video games gets you pussy. Not even if you're good at making millions
of dollars playing video games.
No, stop. Stop it after dollars.
Yeah.
No, I know you're saying that is true, but also if you're just like a nerdy, like nerdy guys are in.
I don't think.
Yeah, they are.
No.
I think nerdy, successful, nerdy, rich, nerdy, hot guys are in.
Sometimes you'll get lucky that your look will line up with a phase. Mine was senior year of high school when Twilight was huge and I was so pasty and thin. And I convinced myself that it would work and it didn't.
Yeah.
I even tried to look like Jasper from Twilight. I made my hair all messy and I had my eyes real wide. Didn't work.
I tried to go for Sheckler.
Oh, yeah. That probably worked.
Yeah. But the problem is that at the time I went for Sheckler, I wasn't a man. So I couldn't really.
Sheckler was a boy.
Yeah, he was a boy too.
Yeah, but he was a little bit older.
Oh, yeah.
And so like Life of Ryan was legitimately only about him getting pussy.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it was I think it was like 2 or 3 seasons. The show was entirely about him finding a girlfriend, and it was just a carousel of incredibly hot girls.
Really?
And then it would like
Ryan Sheckler.
They would sprinkle in skateboarding B-roll.
I remember I was so pissed at him because he went from Almost to Plan B, and I was like, he fucking betrayed.
He sold out. Plan B was like the Yankees.
Who was
at the time? Yeah,
he's a pro skateboarder.
Sheckler.
You know Ryan Sheckler.
Oh. Is he? He's from the Justin Bieber "What Do You Mean" lyric music video, not the official.
Wait, he only made the lyric video. Was he a lyric in the song?
Him and a young racially ambiguous girl were skating, and while the lyrics popped up, it's better than the actual music video, I would say.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know this, but for the sake of this podcast conversation, we're our top podcast of the year.
Oh my God! Yeah, we got our Spotify Wrapped. We've had Will Compton on. We had Brandon Walker on, guys with a lot of followers. KFC, you know, been in the game for a long time. Most followers out of all those guys, I think.
We've had no celebrities, but
we had Brianna Chicken Fry on one.
We did, yeah.
And then we got the stats, and was it you?
One.
It was like,
I mean, I just.
This is your podcast.
Yeah, it is. Because
you coming on is like M. Night Shyamalan making a cameo in Signs.
The listeners at home, guess what? How do I say this?
Because he made a cameo in his own movie.
Who?
I can't think of any other off the top besides Tarantino.
Stanley.
Okay. He's never seen a Marvel movie.
He's done every single one.
He committed vehicular manslaughter in that scene, though.
Who?
Oh, shit.
Wasn't it?
Tarantino?
No, Shyamalan.
Drove his car into a woman.
In Signs?
A tree.
He's a dark man.
Oh yeah, he's
not.
No. His style.
I can say it.
I could too, and I would.
Sure.
No, your episode was 126% more listened to than anything
else. Insane.
That's a lot.
Oh yeah,
that shouldn't have been over 100.
No, it's it's mind blowing to me that everyone loves me so much. But
yeah,
and it's crazy to see that. Like before I met you guys, I knew none of this stuff. And then now I'm like ready to throw hands with the Stoolies Clubhouse guy for not talking about the BRG.
He didn't bring him up. Yeah.
He didn't bring him up in the armies.
And
I saw
like
you
ready
responded.
To find him and fight him.
And now you have a podcast of your own with Ethan. 1 month trial, Ethan, which is what a weird
and,
world.
You know, the third guy is a BRG, James Wens.
No, I had no
what?
Idea.
You said plug
your podcast.
Blokes.
B-L-O-K-E.
Okay, with stylized with a money sign instead of an S.
Because Blokes with an S was taken.
Oh.
Does that help your Google searches, though?
Probably not.
Can't. I don't even know where the dollar sign is on a keyboard.
Damn.
It's a 4.
4.
On the phone. Mobile first. Shift and where's it at? Top right?
Probably quadrant? Where the 4 would be, I think.
Yeah.
I think if you hit that button to shift the keyboard, it goes up where the 4 is.
Does it
That's
mirror that?
I would hunch that.
You can't
is
say
hunch
that.
Is hunch a verb?
No.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm so bad at grammar, dude. I still don't know how to use commas.
Four.
But yeah, no. Shout out the BRGs for a second. I mean, some of these guys are great. Like one guy sent me $20 recently on Venmo, said grab a couple beers.
What?
Nice.
Yeah.
What's just cuz?
What's your Venmo? Let's see how
at Maresh Patel are. Probably.
It's just I'm at Maresh Patel.
How'd you get that? Statistically, there is
ain't no way.
I'm the only one.
Yeah.
One of one.
Wait, you tried to say you were the only Maresh Patel, and I went on Facebook and just searched it, and there was just a lot.
I know. I talked about this last time. I'm one of one.
Maresh Patel, one of one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly right.
You can search, but you'll never find another one.
We got to get you merch still, because you wanted that one that said I'm paid.
Oh, yeah. And then it just says pussy ass Indian dude.
And that would work for Italians as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd want the Indian dude one. Just be like, no, you're not.
There's so much merch.
You're right. I'm not a pussy.
We need more Indian.
There's a ton of merch for Italian guys.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a really stereotypical Italian guy yesterday. Just a little short, full tracksuit. And then like the David Beckham, like angel wings tattooed on the back of his neck. Big cross out.
Pretty hard.
But he didn't have any other tattoos. That was like his first. Bold move.
Yeah. It's like the Jersey Shore. It's like that. It's a bunch of Trump loving, miniature, smaller than me, the Italian guys. Maresci Patelli.
Patelli. Patelli?
Maresci.
Maresci Patelli.
That's the Indian Patel.
Dude, I think if you like Patel. Took your glasses off and like hair back.
No, I look so Indian without my glasses. I'm not willing to do it.
Pop it.
Nope.
Pop it off.
No.
Maresh, we know you're Indian.
I know. I don't want to look that much more Indian. This is like the one thing that makes me look less Indian.
No. You and I kind of look alike.
Mm-hmm. You're like if Harold and Kumar went to Princess Peach's castle on VR.
Could have gone Pokemon.
Because microdosed CBD and then went to Princess Peach's. Castle in your own home. You didn't leave.
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah.
You're like the Silicon Valley cast. You are actually the three white male characters combined
on Silicon Valley. Yeah,
Thomas Middleditch, T.J. Miller, and
Big Head,
and Martin Starr.
Oh my god!
Yeah, holy shit. I bet you have. TJ Miller's like hair and facial hair. Thomas Middleditch is like general demeanor. And then Martin Starr's glasses.
Damn. Holy fuck, dude. Yeah. I'm the
Yeah, you are. And Middleditch has blue eyes.
I think if you combine their three faces,
you gotta go to Silicon
it's you.
Damn. Is that show still on the air?
Nah.
Damn.
I don't think so.
Kind of a funny gag. About TJ.
The first season of that was incredible.
It's a good show.
I saw TJ Miller on the subway and he went to the high school.
Did he commit terrorism?
He did something wild. I have no idea what it was.
He had like a traumatic brain injury and then went right to terrorism.
He called in like a bomb threat to an airport because his girlfriend was there, his wife or something.
That's textbook.
Yeah. He's just a known dickhead.
Really?
Like J-Lo.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I did hear that.
Horrible.
We were like prepped in the office when she came in of like, just leave
her. She doesn't let her personal driver look at her or talk to her.
Jesus.
Not even if they're looking through the rearview mirror, she'll have them fired. Ben Affleck like tipped a bunch of the guys helping them in Vegas, and then she took the tips back and then only gave them like $5.
J-Lo?
Yes.
She's still very attractive.
For sure.
She is. She is. Anaconda J-Lo.
Oh, wow.
Great. I howled at the moon. I just rewatched that recently and I got a noise complaint for howling.
Is Ice Cube in that?
Yeah, Ice Cube's in that, and then who's in Deep Blue Sea?
Oh
no, Ice Cube is in that, and then Cool J, LL Cool J's in Deep Blue Sea. He's the chef.
I always confuse that with Into the Blue.
As many would.
Yeah, it's like literally the same movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to that's all I used to watch was like giant animals eating people. Movies, that genre of film.
How many does that even have?
Creature features like Placid, Arachnophobia, Anaconda, Deep Blue Sea, of course, Jaws,
Rampage,
Open Water.
Rampage with the Rock.
No, that's a recent one, and that's after the video game.
Oh, I saw that in theaters. That was a low point for me.
Dude, did Rampage come out as the same year as Battleship with Rihanna? Didn't Rihanna play like a Navy captain?
Yeah, with Liam Neeson.
He'll be in anything.
Yeah.
What a cast.
They made a video game. They made a movie after Battleship, the IP
board game
of the board game. Connect 4 movie would be tight. Mousetrap, that was already a movie.
Tetris would kind of go crazy.
Tetris would be an awesome movie.
Mm-hmm. Jumanji was a board game before the movie.
No.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me with this shit. I know this shit.
That ain't it.
don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. No. Maresh, you're not going home for Christmas. You're staying here.
No, I'm going home.
What?
Yeah.
You said you weren't.
I wasn't, and I'm going home.
You got cooking for the family?
No, I'm going to an aunt's house.
Okay.
They're going to do all the cooking.
Even the desserts?
Yeah, I'm just showing up. I'm a bystander.
Damn.
That'd be great.
I thought you'd be at least be cooking desserts.
No.
You have the life of pie.
Dude, did I tell you guys about this wedding I went to recently? just slid that in. Well, yeah, I went to a wedding this last week, or I just got back from the DR.
Yeah, you had, dude, destination weddings are selfish as fuck.
Oh, so selfish. But it was the girlfriend's friend, so I went.
So you knew nobody?
Yeah.
So.
It was tough. But there's three events. The first night was like a welcome party, and it's like listed out what you were supposed to wear. It said welcome party, all white party. And so I figured that was just for the attire. And I show up, and it was also for the attendance.
For the attendance as well.
I'm looking around, and everyone's dressed in white, and they're all white, and everyone's staring at me.
Dude, you just got to pick up an hors d'oeuvre tray and just blend in with the cast.
Everybody was it was really awkward.
You sent me a picture from there, and I thought that like they were going to put you on like they were just going to put an apple in your mouth and like put you over the spit.
Yeah, dude. I felt like I was going to be like Johnny Depp in Pirates.
Did your girlfriend have to like calm you?
She's like, it's okay. She's like, no, she was pushing me towards the crowd.
Oh yeah, this is when she betrays.
Yeah, but it was a good time. Other than that, but
no way it was. You're lying.
I was craving social interaction because like I didn't know anyone. I kept trying to talk to people, and everyone was kind of like in their little cliques.
Yeah,
and this guy came up, and I thought he was going to like talk to me, and he's like, hey, do you know how to connect to the Wi-Fi?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, my no. God. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I'm going home, and I was supposed to go to my grandma's. I just found out she got COVID with like everybody else in my family there. So that's a bummer, I guess, health-wise, but I'm glad I just get to stay home. But my grandma called my mom and earnestly asked if I do porn.
What?
Yeah.
Your grandma called your mom.
You got the face for it.
No. That's very mean. That's very mean.
They have the wackest swag. They wear
they're very
the
behind.
Lamest clothes.
I bet you they all have that one hat that says dope real big on it and the O is overlapped.
Just like plaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
When a guy in plaid shorts is just like fucking three girls.
They all have plaid shorts.
Long plaid shorts.
Over the knees.
Dude, dudes with plaid shorts, they know how to fuck.
Yes. Yes.
If I ever found like a crumpled pair of plaid shorts in my hypothetical girl's house.
No, but it's only white guys, because if you see an Indian guy in plaid shorts that long, you're not afraid of
him. No, those guys are always walking on. They don't know how to walk on their heels. They're always on the balls of their feet. that's how they are. No, but because my grandma thought I was a painter for the longest
time. Which is fair.
Because one time I gave one of my cousins a painting for Christmas because our gift exchange was like $5 and under. I painted her this big picture of Bob Marley. And so my grandma's like, okay, he's a painter, because she couldn't comprehend graphic designer. I get that. Uh-huh. And she asked one of my aunts if I'm still painting. And they said, no, he does stuff online. And she was like, oh, let me look it up. And they said, no, it's really bad. And so porn. Uh-huh. And they're like, you can't look up his name. And so she called my mom crying, asking if I do porn.
What'd your mom say?
She said, no. She says he doesn't have the dick for it. Genetically, she's guessing. She saw my pee-pee when I was a baby.
Yeah.
But no, I'm glad I don't have to go up and like have to talk about that. Not too bad.
apparently a lot of porn stars, I didn't know this, have, Fights told me this, they have fake dicks.
No.
Really?
Wait, yeah. They have fake dicks?
They're like enhanced. Yeah, it's like an, it's like a Reebok pump.
What do you mean?
I know they cut the ligament so it hangs soft, like, better.
Someone just said they get, like, surgery, put a rod in, and pumps it up as a hollow rod.
Is that, oh, a hollow rod.
Yeah, some of their dicks are burnt out because they can't get, like, hard anymore. So they need, like, the rod in there.
Oh. Dude, being in porn has to be the biggest curse. Maybe not, like, the OnlyFans era, but, like, the really advantageous, slimy Boogie Nights. Dude, I just watched Boogie Nights. You watch it with Owen? That's weird. That's an Alone movie.
Yeah.
There's a Boogie Nights in Atlantic City. It's insane.
Like a, is that a,
it's what, like a club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very cool.
Do you see Wahlberg's penis in Boogie Nights? Last scene. You see it. Because like the whole premise, have you seen it?
No.
Whole premise of the movie is Mark Wahlberg has a big dick.
Oh, that's what Boogie Nights is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never saw it.
Hey, yeah, let's just throw on Boogie Nights. It's worth a watch. Pretty cool movie.
Yeah.
Was it? I don't know if it couldn't have. I don't remember his dick because I closed my eye. I put the pillow in front of my face like a scary movie. Dude, I do. That's my tactic for scary movies. Like I used to like, just keep a pillow right here.
I still But
my first date ever with a girl was to go see The Grudge.
Oh.
Yeah. I was fucking, I didn't know what to do. And so I just like looked to the right the whole time. I didn't watch the movie at all. And it was so boring. It was so long.
That movie gave me a panic attack.
My first girlfriend broke up with me because I was afraid to kiss her. And what year did The Grudge come out? Somebody do that.
Oh, no.
Very sad. Not now, Mook. Maybe not in front of my boys.
I had a girl break up with me because we saw The Joker together, the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. And she was like, she just like couldn't handle it. And she's like, I can't even look at you the same. Like, it was such a traumatic experience for her that she was like,
what?
It's kind of like a joke between us now. Like, we're still friends. She's cool. But like after The Joker, it just ended. Like, it just wasn't a good experience for her. She like couldn't do it. Like, she couldn't even ride the subway after seeing The Joker.
You went out with a girl after she went out with a cannibal.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
A very noted cannibal.
Yes. Yeah, that was
the only one who's noted a cannibal. Who the fuck is a noted?
That was a scene.
Army Hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, if you dated her for a long time, you could have done anything you wanted.
She'd be like,
it's not that bad.
I was scared.
Yeah.
I was scared. Endured. Yeah.
Yeah. I was scared. It was a unique situation.
She went on a date with him or dated him?
She dated him.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt pretty bad for her. And then, like, I couldn't be like, hey, you know, sorry about that bounce. You know,
yeah,
it's a hard situation to parlay.
Men are pigs.
Yeah, exactly.
Did she bring him up at all?
No.
Oh,
no, I didn't.
So she really?
No, you don't bring that up.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Come on, it's crazy. Yeah, that was a unique situation for sure.
Yeah, dude. Not many people get that one.
Fighting about my weight class in many different ways.
Yeah.
Not physically.
She was fat as fuck.
My army liked her.
Yeah dude.
I hope not, dude. I don't want to catch that fucking static, dude. No thanks.
What?
From Army.
No, Army now is like selling real estate on a tropical island. Like he's like, I think he's just a real estate agent now.
Yeah, no, he's terrifying. He's gigantic and he's not scared to like legitimately eat you.
No, that's no all fucking that's thanks. All factual.
Yeah, no fucking thanks.
Was he a good actor? I know it's tough to play two people.
Yeah, I think he was good.
Lohan did it.
Yeah. I mean, he's also in that sphere where it's hard to judge because he's just so hot.
I don't know. I think it would be tough to play twins.
Oh, he did that?
He was the Winklevoss.
Okay,
He was the Winklevi.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was the Winklevi. Yeah. Which Francis would also have murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got that. I mean, that's his life.
Anybody
he's,
that comes from wealth has that aura about them.
It's almost like I can't even do it.
It's confidence.
It's the tone of their voice.
We're so lost on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. It's just I can't put my finger on it.
They're comfortable in their skin.
Yeah. And intelligent. It's just one of those things that I just can't figure out.
It's something so lost on me. Just like somebody does something like they're proud of something they've done.
Incompetent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And have their life put together.
Dude, somebody will tweet out a video that they worked tirelessly on. And I'll be like, how did they do that?
Yeah. It's a mystery.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, I was bold.
Yeah. Yeah. You're really taking some risks there.
Yeah. I'll give myself a 1-day window. I'll like tweet out a clip of Rediscovering America. I'll be like, that's enough. I'm clogging up the feed.
I was so in my head, Alaska for 8 days. I was so in my head when I was younger that I would post a picture on Instagram to an audience of very few, not even in working in social media. And I would make it so I wouldn't look at my notifications for 24 hours. So I wouldn't have to deal with the disappointment of like a certain number of likes.
Dude, on MySpace, a lot of people didn't have a webcam, so you couldn't really like have a picture, but like you usually had one picture of yourself on your computer. And I used the don't have a webcam excuse for a long time. And all of my MySpace photos were pictures I did in Microsoft Paint of me. Oh, so I did Microsoft Paint of myself, and they weren't even like trying to be funny. I was just like trying to paint myself accurately in Microsoft Paint. And that was my like, and I would like update my profile picture of me doing shit like pretty regularly. There's one with me in a guitar and one with me skateboarding. That's I was like, yeah, I don't have a webcam, but this is what it looks like when I'm doing this.
My parents didn't let me have a MySpace.
Really?
Yeah. Which it was before, like all my friends were on there, like talking to girls and stuff. Yeah. I was not at that level yet. So
my top friend was my girlfriend I was afraid to kiss. My number two was Jack Skellington. And my number three was the band AFI.
Oh, you just had the top three.
Yeah.
It was top four.
I didn't have enough.
We didn't have
No, you could have just top. You could, it was really customizable. I think you could have a top three. I don't know what my fourth, I think if it was a fourth, I probably had Avenged Sevenfold. No actual friends.
Yeah,
it was bad, dude. Yeah. It was bad. And I think like I took the code from Kitten Cannon and had that on my page. Yeah. So if you wanted to like, if you forgot that Addicting Games Addicted, you could come to my page to play Kitten Cannon.
Hell yeah.
It's a good game.
Jesus. The Grudge came out in 2004, by the way.
Okay. That's good. That's fine. I was in eighth grade. No. Oh, I was younger. Seventh grade.
Yeah, I was in the fourth.
That's a good first date era.
Yeah.
The movie fucked me up.
Yeah, that's fine. It's more than fine.
Very normal of me.
Yeah, the movie fucked me up, dude.
I'm going to be the first 12-year-old who dies of a heart attack. And that's my cue to go to the bathroom after every jump scare.
What character are you playing right
like
now?
Like the scared guy who's watching The Grudge. Yeah.
Dude, you do the best scared kid that watches The Grudge in theaters.
Yeah, like the pompous scared kid.
Yeah.
Who's like, is above that.
A lot of schools had that character there. Like, I think that was a pretty relatable joke for as ridiculous as that was.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What was your first date, Maresh?
I went to go see Bruno.
Oh, dude. That is a talking penis in that movie.
We were going to see Harry Potter, I think, order the third one, Azkaban.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we pivoted for Bruno instead. And it was a double date. My friend, his girl, and then me and this girl. And we're just looking at the screen, like the part where like Paula Abdul comes in there trying to like use humans as furniture.
And oh,
they're,
yeah.
They're just like, what? And then it just like cuts to like a dick scene. Of just, like,
just a spinning dick. Yeah. Dude, I went to see.
It didn't go well.
I went to Prisoner of Azkaban, the last Harry Potter movie I've ever seen, but I saw it in theaters in San Francisco. We were on a family vacation. I guess we just ran out of things to do. Mm-hmm. And we went there. We didn't know it was opening night. I was never I read the books, but I was never like a big Potter guy. And everybody, since it was opening night, was dressed as like a character. And this adult man came up to me and he was like, no robes, huh? Well, I guess you're a Slytherin. And I was just like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
And my mom, I think, called him the F-slur. Leave my kid alone.
Yeah, Jesus.
Bro, I wore a robe.
You wore a robe to a Harry Potter premiere?
Yeah.
Rudy.
Oh, hell yeah.
What premiere?
The second one.
What house?
Chamber of Secrets. It definitely was Gryffindor because that was the most popular one.
You could buy it, yeah.
Yeah, it was like the easiest to get.
Did you do it funnily?
Yeah, I did it.
No, you did.
Subconsciously because.
No, you didn't.
Subconsciously.
Oh, I just accidentally. I was adequately. I just put on a robe this morning. I just put on a Hogwarts uniform this morning. I didn't even fucking think.
Run that back.
Subconsciously wasn't the right word. I did it. What got me into doing it was my best friend was like very into it.
Yeah.
So part of me was like, I'll support him. And then there's another part of me that was like, yeah, this will be awesome. But then there was a third part of me where his like god sister was older than us and was a huge Harry Potter fan. And I thought she was so hot.
There it is.
And she was dressing up. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to be the one that doesn't dress up. In a weird way, I thought that dressing up for a Harry Potter premiere would make my best friend's hot god sister think I was cool.
Wouldn't. Freshman year of college, I went to church every Sunday for a girl. And it wasn't even my religion.
Ooh, I did that in my 27th year of life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. It was just once, though.
Was it just once? Dude. And I never even...
It wasn't Christianity.
It was Christianity, but it wasn't Catholicism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of those. It was a non-denominational. It was a non-denominational, very like cool. It was a really hot pastor. I think he was probably fucking her because I wasn't. I never did. I went to church an entire semester every Sunday at WVU, the number one party school. And,
oh my God.
Uh huh.
My parents are deep into the non-denom.
Are they big non-denom?
Big non-denom, dude.
Dude, they're kind of odd.
It's insane. The pastor wears skinny jeans and everyone is like a recovering alcoholic. And
I don't know where pastors buy their jeans because they always have like a lighter color threading. It's always the dark jeans with the light threads down the side. I don't know where they get their hands on those. Must be some church store.
Mm. Yeah.
There's always scandal on those.
Are you going to church on Christmas?
No, we don't anymore.
You don't?
No, it's boy rape was a big issue in the Terraney house. Not like it wasn't happening in our household. We were very anti. And so we stopped like going to the Catholic church. So we just go up and we drive around and look at the lights to with my uncle and my grandma.
I'll be going.
And it exhausts. Really?
Yeah, to church. Yeah.
You dressing up?
Dressing up?
Like not.
You should wear a Hogwarts robe.
You wearing a Gryffindor robe?
Yeah, I should.
Do you go to church?
No.
I didn't know.
No.
You're born in Connecticut.
Yeah. No, no church.
Did you ever go to a private school?
No, I was supposed to, and then we moved, and I went to a public school.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like not going to private school in Connecticut is, like, gross.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah. It's not.
Well, no, like Westport and Greenwich have good public schools in Darien.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I figured those kids all went to private schools.
If you go to private schools like in Switzerland and you live in those towns, that's just like you got crazy money.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Feidelberg was a big boarding school guy. That whole thing blows my mind.
Boarding school, it's weird.
Yeah.
It was always like a threat.
It was always a threat in pop culture.
And then like kids who went there were actually like very cool and had like way more fun.
Amazing experiences, great athletes.
Earl Sweatshirt
went to boarding school.
Knowing what I know now, I would have been worse as a child to go to boarding school if my parents would have actually sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't go to a boarding school, did you?
No, that's like definitely more of an East Coast thing. So in Denver it wasn't, but there was a couple kids that played hockey that went to this place called Culver Academy, which is in Indiana, and it's a military boarding school.
Yuck.
Yeah, you get into some weird, you either become like wildly successful because it's like a hustler mentality. Or you like become like a horrible drug addict. That's like my lens of boarding school.
Dude, I'm seeing right now I like checking on Facebook, the biggest hustler mentality guy that I know, it's working.
Really?
Yeah, he's crushing. And it's just like, well, damn, okay, I guess.
What's he hustling?
Everything. He's just hustling everything. And you never see the success of, everybody always makes fun of the hustler mentality guys, rightfully so, but it's working. I think he manifested it.
Like something happened in the last three or so years where people are just not working and making money and rich.
Yeah.
It seems like very easy to do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But they all say just like buy property. They just all become landlords.
Yeah. How do you do that? It's passive income.
Yeah. They're just like, just buy a bunch of property and be a landlord. And everyone's just like, dude, how the fuck do I get enough money to buy property?
Dude, being a landlord would be a nightmare too, I think. Cause like, not in New York, but like maybe in New York because you can't evict people, right? Isn't it impossible?
Yeah, they outsource it after they get enough into the
sure.
Enough.
But like those first few years where like, oh, I have a leaky faucet, that's on you.
Yeah, like the guys like you or I who are like, oh, we'll become a landlord, and then you're like fixing shit. And you're I hate this.
Yes,
this is way worse. It's than a what nuisance. I was doing before.
Yeah, but like, well, first of all, is your shower fixed?
No.
Your landlord's got a great gig. Don't complain.
Well, I don't complain because I don't think he knows COVID is over yet. Because I'm paying a COVID price on a month-to-month lease. It's ideal. So, like, I live in FIDI and I take the train up to my dad's in Hell's Kitchen to shower. And then I take the train home wet. It's a trade-off.
Yeah.
but my rent is pretty low and my apartment's a decent size. You just can't go in the bathroom right now.
So how many showers are you getting a week?
This week? Yeah. I've done three.
That's not enough.
But my dad is also in my, but my
that's,
dad,
that's
yeah.
the sufficient amount of showers.
I forgot it was Wednesday.
Well, I started Sunday.
That's three or four.
Yeah,
still
it's enough. Three or four.
Yeah, you're right.
And my dad's been out of town though, so I've been crashing there.
Hmm. Yeah, no, that's enough. I forgot it was Wednesday.
Great spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot. It's kind of in a subway dead zone. I hate having to walk.
It's in a transportation dead zone.
Yeah, that's which is you'd think impossible in New
it's
York.
It's in a grocery hotspot though.
My God, surrounded by groceries. I'll get like I'll tinker.
What do you do for fun up there? You go grab like solo beers. What do you do?
Nothing. Okay. No, I play Yu-Gi-Oh! The Eternal Duelist Soul.
I had to stop getting solo beers.
Why?
Some guy tried to suck my dick.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd it happen?
Well, so I was sitting there. It was like right before Memorial Day.
You're not being a dickhead right now.
Yeah.
You're not that suckable.
I know.
You're not suck presenting.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell the story.
I know. So I was sitting there at the bar.
For sure, for this one, yeah.
A bar I used to go to.
This requires a story. Yeah, go on.
And because
if you were more suckable, I'd just be,
we would have let, that would have been the punchline itself.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there because the bartender used to give me free beers, whatever. I'm having a beer because I'm going to go meet some people, watch the Rangers game that night. And this guy is like hammered at 7 p.m. walking around. Anybody have a lighter? And I did. So I was like, here, just take it. And he's like, oh, my God, a handsome man with a lighter must be my lucky day. Oh, no. So I was like, all right, just take the lighter. And he's like, I'm going to go smoke my
I got to be honest. I'm sorry to interrupt here. I'm going to get lampooned for interrupting the story. That sounds like some shit I'd say.
Yeah, it does.
It was you.
Yeah, that is.
Wait, you
was it?
You
was
ruined
it
the
him?
Story. You ruined the.
Oh, was
no.
it him?
No,
that is so you.
That's
say.
The big that twist at the end. No, but like I would be like a handsome man with a light. Like I, that's
yeah,
some.
Would
I would say that.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm gonna go smoke my cigarette, and then I'm gonna come talk to you. And I was like, no, you don't have to. You can just give me the lighter back, and we'll. And go back to your seat. And he goes, no. So he comes in after like 5-6 minutes and he sits down and he's like asking me all these questions. Where do you live? What do you do? Blah, 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 all these things. He's like, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, I'm going to watch the Rangers game with a buddy. And he's like, all right, crazy thought here. Crazy Jesus. Thought. He's like, what if you don't go meet your buddy? He said, you live around the corner, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, what if we go back to your place and put the game on? And he's like,
oh
okay.
Meet you in the middle.
And he's like, and then I just suck your dick.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, let me think about this. Carry the one.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not.
I was respectful. I was like, hey, I think sexuality is a spectrum. There's a lot of things I would do. There's also a lot of things I wouldn't do. I said, this is one of those things I'm not going to do.
Wouldn't do, yeah.
And he's like, oh, all right, I had to try, you know. You never know.
I had to try.
And yeah, so I was sitting there and he's like, all right, whatever. Talking for another couple minutes and he goes, all right, one more crazy idea here. And I was like, oh, all right, God. What? He's like, all right, we still go back to your place. We turn the game on. Instead of the blow job, I give you a foot rub. And I looked at him. I was like, I would have rather had the blowjob.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, dude, that's
how do you go from blowjob to foot rub? That's worse.
That is way worse.
If you warmed me up with the foot rub, I might have been more susceptible to the blowjob.
If I hypothetically walked in on you getting your foot rubbed from just a dude, I'd be like, I would cut off all ties.
Yeah.
If I walked in on you getting your dick sucked from a dude, I'd probably still kick it with you. I'd just sit down and be like, I'll wait.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
For you to be done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was crazy.
God, dude. Yeah, that's. And if anybody is listening, wants to go try to get their dick sucked, that was what the was Irish that? Punt, right?
You're the Irish punt.
Yeah.
Cool bar name.
Yeah.
Guys that offer to suck penis in my experience in this city. Like,
wait a goddamn. What in the hell?
They go from
guys who offer to suck penis in my experience in this specific city.
Yes, they go from 0 to 100, much like what happened with Maresh. They go from 0 to I had it happen to me one time as well. I was walking down the street and
yours was a drive-by.
It was a drive-by. It's walking down the street and this guy goes, "Oh man, I really like your shirt." And I was like, "Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate that." He goes, "Yeah, it's a great outfit. Can I suck your dick?"
Wow.
And I was just like, okay, whoa, first of all.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Like, you can't just butter me up. Like, I was just like, no, immediately. But they just go, from just a simple conversation right to blowjobs. That's my experience of guys offering to suck penis in the city.
Maresh, I'm afraid you've cursed yourself a little bit, because next time, like, you're out with us, somebody's going to come up to you and just like fuck with you. Like, you're going to get a lot of people coming up and just be like, "Yeah, let me suck your dick."
A handsome man.
A handsome man with a lighter. Delaney? A handsome man with a lighter. I wonder, does that ever work for those guys, you think?
He told me he has pretty good success rate. And I said, "Do you just like normally target?" I was like,
"Target what?"
He has a pretty good success rate.
I was like, I was like, "I'm straight." And he goes, "Yeah, I knew that looking at you." And I was like, "So why'd you ask if you could suck my dick?" And
well, you gave him the lighter.
And he was just like, "I have pretty good success rate with straight guys. Like, they're just, they won't tell you." And I was like, "I don't feel like..."
No, he doesn't.
They also say that.
Gay guys love flexing.
Yeah, he was trying to make it seem like it was cool.
Yeah, they also say that. When I had the guy jerk off in front of me in the sauna, I told him I wasn't gay.
You did have that happen.
Wait.
Yeah. What? I've told... Yeah.
But how did... He jerked off in front of you.
Yes.
You could have told him you're not gay pretty early on.
Well, the problem is that I had earbuds in, and it was the it was he could have been jerking off for a long time, and it was the apex of gayness, because I was in a sauna listening to Cumtown.
Oh yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, this dude jerking
in the
off
sauna.
In a sauna.
That's how I fucked up my Beats by Dre.
Really? The only reason I did it was because I saw Joe Rogan do it. And he's like, he made a whole video about how AirPods can sustain a song.
Oh, okay. I like that. I didn't know.
So it's the first time I did it. Anyways, but long story short, when we were in the conversation after, he was basically like, he's like, "It's okay if you're straight. I could flip you."
Did he talk to you before jacking off?
No.
So he was jacking off. Was he jacking off when you went in?
No, he was walking in, and the first red flag was I walked in. It was just me and him in there, and he was standing.
Mm.
That is odd in a sauna. So, yeah. Why would you stand?
That's everyone sitting
sits.
Place.
Yeah. It's a sitting place. And it was just me and him in there, and because I had my AirPods in, he could have been beaten off for minutes without me looking.
Yeah.
And I looked up, and then he was going at it. And then he tracked me down on the street after I vacated. I carried on the conversation.
Really?
Yeah. I carried on this conversation for way too long.
Hypothetically, if you guys said yes to the dick sucking proposition, do you think it stops there? Or do you think they're going to try to have you fuck them?
Yeah. It's going to be.
Yeah, it's a gateway drug.
Is it a gateway drug? Yeah. Yeah,
it's a gateway blow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's sort of.
I mean, I guess if you get your dick sucked, you're already gay.
You're engaging in a gay act, so yes. You're at least curious.
Yeah.
Very curious.
Mm-hmm.
Very curious.
Yeah, to the point of, yeah, it's beyond curiosity if you're, right?
Yeah, I think you can stretch curiosity pretty far in your own head.
Nah, I was just curious.
Yeah,
you've just been curious. Dating that dude for like 4 years.
Yeah, my brother, I'm just, yeah, exactly. I'm still just curious.
Yo, you're married to a man.
Curious. I'm still curious. I'm still finding things out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I've never been propositioned. Unless we went to grab a drink before doodling class, and oh fuck, I am gay. I make up a lot of shit. That's just a truth. We went to grab a drink before doodling class, and that guy came in. He was like, "Is this the Phoenix?"
Oh yeah.
And I think maybe that was a play to ask for gay,
because he asked you. He didn't ask me.
He didn't ask you, but then you butt in. And you're like, "No, that's around the corner." I was like, "How the fuck did you know where the Phoenix was?"
Let's walk by it.
I wouldn't. I don't look up.
You don't go to that part of town.
I don't go to that part of town.
Mm-hmm.
I assume the Phoenix is a gay bar.
Very apparently.
Yeah, very gay.
Which is a really cool name for a bar.
The Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm of the opinion that there's just not really any bad name bars. Like all of them to me sound cool.
There could be bad name bars.
Give me one then.
Rape?
Okay, well that's now you're Yeah. Outdone by Nikki again. Yeah. The story of my life.
Uh-huh. Hey, yeah, you really. Like, imagine trying to take a date there on the first date there.
Yeah, you're right.
There's this little bar. There's a little hole in the wall by me. There's usually never anybody there. It could just be me and you.
Yeah. You've gotten me again.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me of my dickhead of the week.
What? Oh, a dickhead of the week during Christmas?
A lot of things just reminded me of that bad named gay doodles. You can probably figure out who it is.
It's a Pokemon, I'm sure.
Is it you known?
Unknown?
It is not a man. A woman, no.
It's a Pokemon.
Yes.
Okay. So it's an androgynous?
It's
Mewtwo.
No, hold on. No, he likes Mewtwo.
Good. Mewtwo's goated.
He's so sick.
Okay, so it's a gay doodle bad name. So that rules out Pokemon. Is it the
Magikarp?
Fido? The dog that's also made of bread?
Worse somehow. Somehow. I don't have to get to that, but
Is it Bunnery, the rabbit that's made of bread?
No.
Okay.
It's
Al Creamy?
No.
Mm. Who's the guy who carries a log on his shoulder?
Timber? Girder?
Yeah, one of
those. No.
Conkelder?
No. Worst name? Gayer.
Give me a color.
Skin.
That's a range of things.
It's the dickhead of the week. This one came so easy. It's Smeargle.
Whoa, it's Smeargle rocks.
No.
Smeargle rocks.
Smeargle.
it's
that
awesome.
That is Smeargle is the phonetically cumbersome name for the 3'11", 127-pound beagle, whose only discernible traits are that it's a pompous gay painter who doesn't actually paint.
Bulbapedia doesn't say gay.
3'11", 127 pounds. Look at that. Everyone pull it up, please.
Oh, yeah.
Pull it up.
Yeah.
Smeargle's cool.
3'11", 127 pounds. 3'11". That's the dimensions of a subwoofer, not a sentient being. The Pokemon description on Bulbapedia, it's a painter beagle.
Yeah.
And look at it. Look at Smeargle.
I like it.
It has some kind of like flesh hat. I think it's supposed to look like a beret. French beret, but it resembles unleavened dough with a boner in the middle. Crescent roll with morning wood. And it's standing on its tiptoes with its tongue out. Looks like he says, "Wait, now a silly one," to himself before he takes a selfie in front of the starry night at MoMA. Smeargle. It's so hard. What a stupid name. They try to combine like smear with beagle.
Yeah.
Smear for that's the type of painter it is. It's a smearer. Look at it has three fingers.
What does he paint with?
Smeargle hears paws a lot for a dog that has human hands, but it's only three fingers, the worst of both worlds. Can't do shadow puppets, can't rep blood. Like it's Smeargle, it's holding its tail up.
It's paintbrush.
It's a twisty tail, but it still has a grass stain on the end of it.
It's paint, not grass.
It's a green smudge. It's holding its tail up. The damage has been done.
It does it intentionally.
He's afraid to get his tail messy.
No, it uses...
He's holding it up on his tiptoes.
It uses it
its
as a...
Its hidden ability is moody. Santa Claus's hidden ability is jolly then. On its Pokemon card, its attack is live painting. That's its attack. Bob Ross wouldn't collab with Smeargle if there was a gun to his hair. Smeargle is the Andy Dick of Etsy. If Smeargle is man's best friend, then man is George from Of Mice and Men. Sarah McLachlan would shoot Smeargle in the head with a German Luger. I guess some dogs go to hell. Smeargle looks like the makeup artist for Woody Allen.
God damn.
It's the worst one. Might be the worst one yet.
It is not. That's a good design.
It's so
cool
hard
Pokemon.
To make a dog whack.
Oh my God.
Dogs are already like the most beloved thing in the world. And then a designer has free creative range to do whatever he wants to make it even better and cooler and more magical. And someone created Smeargle.
Make a better Pokemon. Do it yourself. Make a better Pokemon. Combine two things, name it, make it better.
A dog with a lightning bolt and wings that flies and eats pedophiles. I don't know. Whole.
Yeah,
that is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm surprised that doesn't exist. A metric, maybe?
Or Zapdos?
Zapdos is a bird.
It is a bird.
Legendary bird.
Quite. Yeah.
I wanted the Zapdos so bad when I was a kid.
Get it. You can get it. That's the magic of being an adult. You can get it now.
Yeah, you're right. I just want to get it in a pack, though.
Yeah. Buy a bunch.
I got too many vices.
Like what? Necklaces?
Yeah.
How much is that necklace you're wearing, the butterfly?
Oh, dirt cheap. I got it for like $12.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about the pearls?
Those are like 50.
Are they real?
The pearls are big trendy right now.
Yeah, he looks, it's like Harry Styles.
Yeah, they're definitely fake. What I wear is actually like all pretty shitty stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like to spend a lot of money on clothes.
Maresh, you spend a fuck ton. You wear Chrome Hearts.
I have one thing from there.
Yeah. And All Saints.
Yeah.
Your solid black tees are from All Saints.
Yeah, I am.
Good quality tees, but.
Good quality tees.
I can't swing it.
I don't have a whole lot of them.
Maresh has me entering sneaker drops for him as well now.
I won't need you soon.
I love what?
Yeah, I'm about to come up big.
You come up on a lot of things like sneaker drops and did you win Drake tickets?
I did win.
Oh yeah,
the Apollo.
That is insane.
Yeah, it's part of my come up.
There's only like 1,300 seats, and he gave a lot to like his personal friends. Right,
there's two nights now, but I got the first night still.
God damn.
Yeah, I pulled a dickhead move with that, though. I was supposed to take my boy IBS.
Oh, Shep?
Sheck. Yeah. And
infinitely worse nickname than IBM.
Yeah, way worse.
Sheck.
IBS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sheck's cool.
But he was supposed to go, and then they changed the date. So my cousin, who was studying abroad in England, who couldn't originally go, can now go.
So you had to uninvite him?
I had to uninvite him.
How'd he handle it?
Pretty well, but I felt like a dickhead. It was tough.
It's a tough move. I wouldn't have done it. I probably would have given the other one my ticket, not gone.
No, I have to go. Otherwise, no one can go.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. You're going to see a lot of like A-list celebrities.
I had a BRG tell me he would fly from Utah.
To go with you?
To go with me. Because you guys must have brought it up somewhere.
I did.
Yeah.
Like that's like a gift to you.
He was like, hey, if you need anyone, I would go.
Hank also wanted to go.
Yeah.
Could have gone with Hank.
Yeah. But I won't. I'm going to be famous soon.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. I threw my hat in the ring to be on Law & Order SVU.
You're going to be a corpse.
Yeah. My nightmare is being cast as like a rapist.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Be awesome.
How do you come back from that? You can't.
You just applied to be an extra?
There's a casting call and I put my hat in the ring.
That seems like a lot of people would do that.
They're going to see me.
He works from home so he can like go. He's very available and lives in New York City.
Yeah.
I bet you there's not a lot. And
that and Succession. I threw my hat in the ring for the Succession one too.
Dude, I mean.
I'm not going to get cast in either one. Have you ever seen.
NCIS has been on for so long. I bet you they've used everybody else in New York.
It's true.
Imagine like they're not going to double corpse.
That's true.
Or if you play like a pedophile and you're really fucking good. And they like are just like, let's spread this across the whole. You're the villain of the season.
Yeah, you get typecasted as a pedophile.
Yeah,
I come back in like a later season, like from a jailbreak or something.
I'm bad.
So when do you hear back on either Succession or?
I think January 13th.
for both.
We should all start just applying for all.
I think it'd be so funny.
Extra work.
This guy, this kid I wrestled in high school, Alex Schaefer, like 2 weeks after I wrestled him, he just auditioned kind of as a joke to be in the movie Win-Win with Paul Giamatti, and he got the role.
I don't know what that movie is, but it sounds like a big deal. Yeah.
It was a big movie. It was the role of a wrestler.
Oh.
And all of the other actors went in like dressed as like a jock, and he just had like weird flowy highlight blonde hair and got the role.
He wears singlet.
How'd he do?
He played, I guess, good. I don't know how to judge actors.
I don't either.
I don't know what's good and what's bad.
If you want to convince me you're a good actor, no. If you want to convince me you're a great actor, you just have to like get angry in a scene and yell. The louder you are, the better actor I think you are.
I don't know what. Yeah, I know it's a skill, one of the most impressive ones, but I can't judge.
I don't know what good acting is at all.
Did he get any other roles after that?
I bet you get the
very
itch.
Small. I'm going to look him up.
I bet you get the itch after one.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Stardom.
Who's that guy who played, who's in like Lincoln? People like regard him as one.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
People regard him as like the best actor of all time.
I guess. Yeah.
I've never seen anything with him.
No, that's the thing. You don't know you're seeing it.
Damn. Yeah, he's got some roles. I never heard of these.
What's he in?
Ring Ring.
He was in Win Win, then Ring Ring.
Yeah. That has to be about wrestling, right?
Like the poster is like an iPhone call, so that's probably sucked. Delinquent, looks like he's a leading role. The Lifeguard with Kristen Bell.
Wow.
Oh, We Are Your Friends with Zac Efron.
Wait a minute,
the EDM one.
I feel like you would love that movie.
I think I fucking got caught a vibe to it on 3chi, just like a scene of it. And I like Shazammed it.
Had a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay, good for him. He's doing all right, I guess.
Probably.
I'm just curious if they're all wrestling roles.
No, that was the only one.
Oh, okay. So he expanded. Good for him.
I don't know if like, do you make a living doing like a movie every 2 years that's not big?
No.
It's probably not, but like I heard commercial acting, you can probably do like a couple commercials a year and be all right.
Yeah. Wow. Who's the guy that was the head reporter in Spider-Man that does the State Farm commercials?
J.K. Simmons.
Yes. He was on a podcast here at Barstool and he was talking about how the State Farm gig is the best thing he's ever done because
Farmers. Now he's
or Farmers. Farmers. Yeah. It's Farmers, not State Farm. And he said that it's like the best gig ever as an actor because he's like, I just get cash nonstop and it's like the easiest thing. Like he still does difficult roles, but he's like, it's just an endless cash flow and it's a super easy gig.
Yeah. And like you probably bulk it into like 1 month. You're like, I'm gonna film like 8 commercials and then you're good for the next 2 years probably,
right? But I think that like commercial actors probably look at it terribly, but if you're like a movie star that does commercials, you probably love it. That's how
I don't know, you have to probably swallow some pride. Like Paul Giamatti's in a T-Mobile commercial now.
Yeah,
like he's like an esteemed actor.
True.
So is J.K. Simmons. I think he has an Oscar.
He does. But
the good thing
is that at least the Farmers commercials are like viewed as not like super cringy.
No, you're right.
So, it would be different if it were super cringy.
Yeah, you're right. And that's a fine line commercials do.
100%.
Fucking Geico commercials, though. They have to spend so much money on that CGI and there's never been a good one. They have to spend so much. Just get a famous person instead of the fucking CGI. They do so much.
They can't now.
With how expensive CGI is.
They can't now.
You're right.
Those writers definitely think they're the funniest people on earth.
They probably are funny.
Yes.
And there's probably so many hoops that they have to jump through. There's this language you have to use.
They whittle it
there's
down.
These points you have to get to the point of where, okay, then why even try to make it funny?
Yeah. Writer's room seems so difficult to me.
Yeah.
That seems like the hardest thing.
Well, because everything you pitch, you probably think is the funniest and everybody thinks that way.
Right.
And so nobody's budging.
Right. And then
it just becomes this Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. They take your idea, I assume, and then just morph it into this thing that they can like market.
That has to fit into this mold. Yeah.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
It's not really creative freedom.
Right. Yeah. I mean, dude, the thing we've had zero creative freedom on, like that SoCo commercial, it was not written. We did not write it. It wasn't a sketch.
No.
It got like more likes than any other video we've ever done.
Yeah, it's telling, I guess.
That was a great ad.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, just off great the prosthetic ad alone, that earned my like.
Right, but like, yeah, it was like, yeah, it was more liked than, maybe we're just not good. Oh, fuck.
Also, commercials just have like crazy comedic leeway, like Priests.
Yeah, Priests.
That's the pinnacle. Athletes. Of comedic leeway. Yeah,
athletes might be a tier below because
coaches in a press coverage. Priests, though, they were saying the wackest jokes.
Yeah,
getting uproarious laughter.
Yeah,
I got to brush up on some. I'm officiating a wedding this year.
Yeah,
Jesus, what aren't you doing?
What ain't he doing?
No misses.
Doing everything.
Damn that! Well, that pedophile from NCIS is marrying you two.
And he's flipping sneakers.
Yeah,
and I'm flipping sneakers.
And he's repping All Saints.
Shit.
Oh man, you guys want to go grab a beer?
Let's grab a Guinness.
I got KB a gift real quick.
Whoa!
Got him a gift. I know he's in. You know, we're all praying for KB.
We are.
Make sure he's all right.
No, actually, yeah. When you left one day, we all stayed behind and prayed for you. We might leave it in the episode.
Yes. but here you go. I figured this would maybe lift your spirits, or maybe you'll hate it. But we'll see.
Oh fuck! I see a slab. Kyle, man.
Oh. It's fine. That was a bad toss.
It's not a PSA 10 anymore.
It's a card.
Oh. Rulon Gardner.
I hit it. I
have a picture
list,
of him. Yeah, this is awesome.
What is it?
It's Rulon. He's an Olympic champion wrestler. It's signed. There's a New England Patriots logo. What is the Patriots?
I honestly don't know like what card that is, but my boy had it.
He admires New England guard Stephen Neal and kicker Adam Vinatieri, former competitive wrestlers who share his belief in the training wrestling provides for athletes. Very rare to find in football players, but they know.
Let me see that. That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty
Thank
damn
you,
cool.
Mook. Got you, Pop.
Oh, it's signed. What's it say here? Where's he from?
He looks like a Texan.
I don't know.
Authentic autograph.
He might be a Texan.
2000 Olympic champion? Did
yes.
He win in 2000?
Yeah, cool. I believe so.
Mook, great gift, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Great gift. That's a really nice note to end on. Everybody have a Merry Christmas or whatever holiday. Or none.
Mm-hmm.
Or none. Maresh, thank you. Guys, listen to Blokes, too. Soccer pod.
Check it out.
You want to check in on 1 month trial, Ethan?
You see his baby blue eyes. I bought him a ring light.
So I'm too distracted by his. He's disheveled as fuck.
Yes, I want to shave his head.
I'm so distracted by his demeanor. Mm-hmm. Like those earlier episodes you guys had, where he like his level of care is the lowest of the low. He didn't turn his light on for one episode.
And I bought him a ring light for his computer because I was like, do you not have lights in your room? He's like, no. He was using the light from his TV. As the light, and I was like, dude, nobody can see you.
Oh no. Oh, poor guy. Yeah. Oh man. All right, a new untold story bonus episode. Christmas. Thank you guys.